Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Ches, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, Omar Rav Sheshes. So yesterday, we began, didn't have time to finish, Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Ches, which is the daf that discusses the halachas of Bishul Akum. So Bishul Akum in Gemara is Avodah Zarah, Lamed Ches, in Shulchan Aruch, Chetir Yerideya, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. And it was interesting that the Gemara, when it began its discussion of Bishul Akum, it began with the words Mino Hanimili. What's the Makar? How do you know that Bishul Akum is Aser? Now, we had already discussed the Makar to Pas Akum, Shemen Akum, Stam Yenum, that's all Gzeir Mishum Chasnos. We also discussed Andaf Lamen Heyamid Beis, the Makar to Cholav Akum. Cholav Akum, Kishein Yisrael Royeyu, is Aser, because there's a chash that maybe there's a taruvus of cholav from a behemoth meyah. And just like you're not allowed to eat a behemoth meyah, you're not allowed to eat anything that comes out of a behemoth meyah. But when the Gemara begins its discussion with Bishul Akum, so the Gemara says, what's the makar? It's not chasnus. Rashi says, maybe it is chasnus. What then would be the reason? And the Gemara's initial attempt is Amr Abchiyah Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Akra, it's learned out from a pasuk. A pasuk in Parashas Dvarim, Eichel Bekesef Tashbireni Ve'achalti, Umayim Bekesef Titei Le'Veshosisi. Now the Gemara has a problem with a pasuk being the Makar, so and the Gemara says, really, it's Midrabanon, the Kras Machtabal. What is the Midrabanon? Rashi in the Mishnah says it is Chasnos, just like Pas Shemen Ayayin is Chasnos, this is related to Chasnos as well. Rashi adds a reason, V'yachilenu Davar Tomei. There's many reasons in the Achronim why Rashi gave a second reason. We spoke out the Pischei Tshuva, it chapen afgemina, mechal Shabbos befarhesi yom mumer, that even though with regards to the laws of Chasnos, the Pischei Tshuva brings from the Teferis L'Moshe is not an issue, Davni Nezer argues, but the Pashut is it's not an issue, over here it would be an issue. But Tosfos just makes one R and then we're going to get right into the Daf. Tosfos just points out that the Gemara have a mina that it's Midai Raisa. If that's the case, it must have been an old Gzeira. Tosfos says that if the Isser Bishul Akum was mitamide v'shami b'shil, if it was from the Yud Ches Dvarim, if it was some modern contemporary gzera in their days, the times of the Amiraim or even the Tanaim, then how is it possible that there was a Havamina, that it was a Din Deraisa? If it was a Din Deraisa, there would have been Messiah about it. People would have known that their father and their father and their father and the mother and the Bab and the Zaydas and the Shvugas and the there would have been Messiah. There was must have been Messiah for it. Meaning, if there was no Messiah for it, then how in the world could there have been a Havamina that it was a Din Deraisa? What, it was a Din Deraisa everybody forgot about? Must be, says Tosfos, there was Messiah. There was Messiah. Which is precisely why the Gemara thought it's a Din Deraisa. They know that 1,000 years ago Yidden were being Nizer in Bishul Akum, where they weren't being Nizer in Pas Akum, and they weren't being Nizer in Stam Yenim, and they weren't being Nizer in Shemin, and many of the other halachas that were mentioned in our sugyas, they weren't being careful with Bishul Akum. And that's why the Gemara thought maybe it's even a Din Deraisa. The Gemara said it's only a Din Derabanan, but Tosfos says that Mitzias doesn't change, so that even though the Gemara came at it, it's a Din Derabanan, it must have been an old Din Derabanan. So it's interesting that according to Rashi, that the Isser Bishul Akum is related to Chasnos, there was an old takana, maybe thousands of years old, where the Rabbanu were worried about Chasnos and they said Bishul Akum, but for some reason they carved out Paz and they never applied it to Yayin and to Shemen and to some other things. Many, many years later, it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim, Shemen maybe is Daniel Ubeis Dinai, but many, many years later, the Chachamim went and they added on this original Gzeir of Bishul. So Bishul, to a degree, is more part and parcel of the fabric of Yiddish. It goes back to, really, the beginning, the early stages of Klal Yisrael. Either way, on that note, we have some more technical Gemaras today that are going to discuss the kashrus of different foods that, you know, we don't have on our menus today, but of course, the principles are always important. I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Hai Mishcha Shlika. If somebody cooks oil, Darmoy, non-Jewish oil. Aser. Halacha is, it's going to be aser. So obviously, we're going with the hanacha that Shemen Akum is mutter, or we're dealing with Shemen Yisrael that a goy cooked. But the bottom line is, Mishcha Shlika, cooked oil is going to be aser. I'm Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said, why? I don't understand. Why should it be a problem? L'may Nechashla. I Mishum Iruve. Are you worried about there may be a taruvus of Yayin, let's say? Something that's not, you're not allowed to eat that's in this mixture, Mr. Sorry, it's going to make it go bad. So if it's going to make it go bad, then there's makes sense and nobody would ever mix it. If you're worried about Bishul Akum, Nechalu Kamay Shulchai. Shemen is something you could eat, Kamay Shulchai. Something you could eat raw. It's like we mentioned yesterday, water, dairy products, canned vegetables. It's something that's Nechal Kamay Shulchai. If it's Nechal Kamay Shulchai, that's one of the exceptions to the rule where you don't have that loch of Bishul Akum. Imishum Giulei Oiv the Kechavim. Maybe you're worried about the pot that the Shemen was cooked in. Nois and Tam Lefgamu Umutter. It's Nois and Tam Lefgam. The meal is going to be Mutter. Now, one thing we have to speak out is that Nois and Tam Lefgam usually is a halacha that works b'di'evet. It's not something l'katchila. So what's a classic example? You accidentally cooked something fleishig in a milchiga pot. So you call your rav and you tell your rav what to do with the food. I don't know what to do. So again, ask your local rabbi. This is not a halacha platform, but the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the pashtus certainly is going to be that if somebody cooks fleishig in a milchiga pot, you weren't supposed to do it l'katchila, but b'di'evet, if the pot wasn't in ben yoima, you haven't used the pot in 24 hours, so even though there's blis, it's nice of tam lefgam, the lachas is going to be mutter, but it's only b'di'evet, you cooked the food there already, l'katchila not. So again, the Gemara many times in these sugyas is mentioning the svara of nice and tam lefgam. You just have to be mindful of the fact that halacha l'maisa, nice and tam lefgam is halacha l'maisa, but only b'di'evet. Avada l'katchilo, you can't cook fleishiks in a milchiga pot, right? If your wife is cooking and she needs an extra pot, you can say, oh, I'll take one of the milchiga pots. It's anyways nice and tam lefgam. When's the last time I made something milchiks? No, it doesn't work that way. Bo minei mirabasi, hani ahini, shliki de armoi, mai, what's the halacha? The armoim, they used to cook their tamarim. So what's the halacha? A cooked date, is it considered Bishul Akum or is it not considered Bishul Akum? Says the Gemara, Chuli Leitibaylach. If the dates that were cooked were sweet, that's Pashit Devadai Shari. Why? Because it's Nechel Kamoshu Chai. Sweet, it tastes good. You don't have to cook it to make it edible. As a result, it's Pashit, it's going to be Mutter. Miriri, if it's bitter, if it's bitter, it's pashit, it's going to be asr. Why is it pashit, it's going to be asr? Because you can't eat it. If it's not sweet and it's not bitter. So he told him back, why are you asking? The Rebbe, asr, a big rabbi, said it's asr. Oh, Umanoi Levi, who's the one that said it's asr? Levi, so that it's asr. Shisa. What's the halacha regarding shisa? So shisa was a staple once upon a time. Everybody used to eat shisa. And there were different types of shisa. You know, different recipes of how you can make it. And there's a whole discussion over here in the Gemara whether shisa, if a guy cooks it, bishul akum or is it not bishul akum? Rav Shari, Avuda Shmuel, Velevi, Asri. Zok to Gemara. Bechiti v'sairi. If the shisa was made with wheat and barley, kuli amalik l'gid shari. Everybody agrees that it's mutter. Apparently, there was nothing wrong with it. And it's not Bishul Akum either, because it's Nechal Kamay Shulchai. You eat the chitim, you eat the sayur. There's nothing wrong with the shisa. Bitlav chidachal, if it was made with lentils and vinegar, kuliyam lipli gidasr. Why? Because vinegar, chaymetz shalev dikachavim is asr. Because the Gemara's vinegar was spoiled wine. That's what it was. So, being that it had been previously wine, stam yen and is asr, even bahana, so of course it's going to be asr. When then is the shaylok? He pligi betlofchi demaya. If it was made with lentils and water. So the Gemara is discussing three types of shisas. The shisas that were made with chiti v'sa'iri, chitim and sa'irin, that's pashat, it's easy, it's mutter. The ones that were made with lentils and chaymetz, dead on arrival. It's pashat, it's going to be us. What if it was made with lentils, but not lentils and vinegar, meaning spoiled wine, but lentils and water. That was the machlokes. Rav said it's mutter, Avu, the Shmuel, and Levi said it's awesome. What was the shaylo? Marasov, Gazrin, and Hatar, Marasov, and Gazrin. Because it's very similar to the one that has lentils and chaymetz. So one failed, you're going to make it with lentils and water. The next thing you know, you're going to make it with lentils and chaymetz. Rav held, no, Rav said it's going to be mutter. Marasov, and Gazrin, and Ahatuha. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Trey Minish Sisa. There are two types of Sisas. Shada Barzile Hagalodi Ludovit, meaning on the topic of there being three types of shisas. So says the Gemara that as a historical fact and as a clear understanding of a pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Zayin, you should know that Barzile Hagalodi sent two different types of shisas to David HaMelech. The chesiv, the pasuk says, Mishka v'sapois u'kli yoitzer v'chitim u'sa'oirim v'kemach v'koli u'fal v'adashim v'koli. The context over there is when David HaMelech is running away from Avshalom. So Barzile HaGalodi takes care of David HaMelech. He sends him food, and it says twice in the pasuk that he sent him Kali. Kali is Shesisa, Tainadrav, and if it says it twice, he must have sent him two different types of Shesisa. Zok to Gemara v'hashta, even though we just said now Shesisa is problematic, potentially, hashta hu dekam mafki, tzani tzani, the shukah d'narada. He says, today you can go into the shukah d'narada, and you'll hear people carrying barrels of Shesisa, and they buy it, And even though it involves questions of kashrus, still v'leis techayish lahod Avu d'Shmuel v'Levi. It was machloek is Rav and Avu d'Shmuel and Levi. Rav had a koyach that teira when it came to shesisa. Avu d'Shmuel and Levi were machmirim. So Rav today says the Gemara, go to the Shukiv Nahardo, you'll see that people are maker like Rav and they're not machmer like Avu d'Shmuel and Levi. The Mishnah continued. And daf lamid heyamid beis feels like a long time ago. And the Mishnah discussed other things that are asur. So the second of the series of three Mishnayos discussed elu dvarim shloiv dekachavim asurin ve'eni suran iser hana cholov cholovakum pas shemen shlokoi. So those we all discussed in great detail. The next one is kvashim shedarkon loses letoichon yain v'chaymet. So Rashi said, what does that mean? Rashi says that people used to marinate, they would soak dogim, the yerek, fish, vegetables, v'roishol glam shel behemah, the head and the feet of behemahs, b'chaymetz, in a certain type of vinegar. They would spice up the vinegar, they would leave it there, they would let it pickle for an extended period of time, and these kvashim, these foods that were pickled in those spices and that liquid, in that taruvis, that's what's awesome. So the kvashim, shedark and losse psaychen yayin, is going to be awesome. But the Mishnah said the only time it's a problem if it's dark and losse psaychen yayin. Meaning, if one of the ingredients in this pickling spice was wine. But if not, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara's lashon was shedarkon losseis b'teichen yain. Omar Chizki said, the only time it's also b'achiva and not b'hano is only if it's darkon. Meaning the derech is to put yayin. But you don't know for sure there was yayin. Usually people put wine, but maybe not. I will be a doer. But let's say you know for sure there was wine, asa fil b'hano. Then it's going to be asa b'hano. Why? Because if you know for sure there's wine in this pickling taruvis, then you're dealing with yayin. Stam yeinon is aser b'shtiyon, it's also aser b'ano. But the Gemara says, why is it different than Murius? Murius was a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham. Murius was in the first Mishnah. The Mishnah daf chav tes on this. The reason it was in the first Mishnah, because Rav Meir held that Murius is also aser b'ano. But the Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said that Murius was aser b'achila, wasn't aser b'ano. What was the problem of Murius? There used to be ma'ariv yayin in this Murius as well. This fish taruvis had a little bit of wine in it. And still the Chachamim say that being that it's only a little bit, it's only nice and tam, maybe it's going to be aser, but it's not going to be aser banos. So freak the Gemara, why are you telling me, Chizkiyah, that if you know for sure there's wine in this pickling taruvis, that loch is, it's going to be aser bahana. Murius, you know for sure, has wine, and still, according to the Chachamim, it's not aser bahana. According to Rameir, it's very good. But according to the Chachamim, that say it's only aser bahana and aser bahana, maishnami, Murius, the shor abana bahana, so the Gemara says, hasam lavur ezuama, hachalam tuke taina. The wine that was mixed with the Murius serves a different purpose than the wine that was mixed in this pickling taruvis. The wine that was mixed with the Murius was there to take away the bad smell of the Murius. Murius is fish, so we're trying to take away the bad smell, the zuama, that's what it was there for. It's not there to contribute tam, it's there to remove tam, as opposed to the wine that was put in the kvashim. It was actually there to enhance the tam. It's part of this pickling taruvis, so over there it's more chamer, over there it's going to be aser. Rabbi Yechon argued with Chizkiyah, and Rabbi Yechon said, "Afilu b'duah nami muter." When we say that kvashim shedarkon losses b'toychon yayin is asav achilu, not asav anah, darkon is lav dafka. Don't be medayik the word darkon. Meaning, even if it's b'yaduah, even if you know for sure that there was wine, still it's going to be muter b'hanah. So now the Gemara is going to ask the same kasha that's on Chizkiyah, but not from the Rabbanon, but from Rav Meir. Umay shlomi murius lo Rav Meir dasav anah. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yechon, you're telling me that even if you know for sure there's wine in this taruvis, still the kvashim are going to be asav achila, not going to be asav anah. Now, there's no Rav Meir in this mission that argues. Vaistois, Rav Meir agrees. Even Rav Meir holds that it's not going to be asav b'hano. Why is it different than Murius? Murius, Rav Meir said, that if there's wine, the halach is it's even asav b'hano. So why over here is it not asav b'hano? So the Gemara says, Hasim yediya ma'mashay, hachalo yediya ma'mashay. The way Rashi explains it, over there, the Murius, you're eating the wine. Over here, you're not eating the pickling, taruvis. You're just pickling it there. And then you're going to take the kvashim out. You're going to eat the kvashim. So being that you're not eating the mamashus, where the wine is, over there it's treated less stringently. And if you want to even have anah from these kvashim, you could have anah. You can eat it, you could have anah. The murius, the wine is in the murius. So there, Rameh doesn't want you to have anah. But over here, it's a little bit different. So the Gemara really said as far this way and as far that way. On the one hand, you can argue that maybe murius is more chamur than kvashim. Why would it be more chamur? Because the wine is in the Murius. To the flip side, you can argue that maybe Murius is less chomer than Kvashim, because by Murius, the purpose of the wine is just lavure zuama, as opposed to by the Kvashim, it's there to contribute to the time. The Mishnah said, Vitirias trufa, Vitzir she'ein boy doga, the Mishnah said, and chilek. These are all things that were included in the Mishnah, different types of fish that are going to be aser b'achila, they're not going to be aser b'hanot. Says the Gemara, my chilek, what is chilek? Amar Rav Nachman bar Abba, Amar Rav, zu sultanis. Certain type of fish, it's called sultanis. Mipnei ma'asur, why is it aser? Apparently it has the simonim of a kosher fish. It has fins and scales. So if that's the case, so why is it aser? Mipnei she'arvoina oyle'ima. The reason is, because when they used to catch the chilek, we spoke this out in the Mishnah, when they used to catch the chilek, so it was very hard to catch it on itself. So usually other fish would come along with it, and those fish were non-kosher fish. And it was very hard to be able to distinguish which were the kosher, which were not the kosher. The umen, the professional, used to do it. He had a business, he had an operation, an assembly line, he had guys doing it. But the local fisherman that, you know, on a Sunday afternoon goes fishing and he catches chilek, this person, he didn't know how to go and start being mechalik between the two different fish. So as a result, his fish were aser. That's why the Gemara had said the chilek of an omen is in fact motatana rabbanon ein loy achshav va'aser legadol achazman. If you have a fish that doesn't have the simonim of a kosher fish today, but we know the metzias is it's going to grow the simonim kigoyin hasultanis, like this chilek. So this chilek is unique that it doesn't have the kosher simonim now, but it's going to grow the kosher simonim. Va'afit is another one. There is a mutter yesh loy achshav, right, chidesh, even though right now it doesn't have the simonim. But it's going to have this. I mean, it doesn't have to have the simonim in order for it to be kosher. It has to be an animal or a fish in this case that's going to have the simonim. That's shayach to the simonim. This one's going to be shayach to it, it's going to be mutter. What about in the reverse? Yesh layach, what if it has the simonim of a kosher fish, v'asal lahasher, but you know that it's eventually not going to have it, b'shasha ilu b'nayah. As a matter of fact, as soon as the fisherman catches it, it's going to lose its simonim. Kigoyin akunis v'afunis, we need nekudas here. Katzpetayis, va'akstepayis, ve'atunis, bottom line, mutter, the halacha is, it's going to be mutter also. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't have it now, as long as it's going to have it, it's mutter. And it doesn't matter if it's going to lose it, as long as it has it now. So you go to kula in both instances. Achruz Rabbevo b'kisri. Rabbevo once let out the following hachraza, the following kol koire. He said, kirvei dogim, v'ubrim nikachim mikol adam. He said a very big chiddush. He said that in Kisri, you can buy the innards of fish, and the eggs of a fish. What was the chiddush? The chiddush was that, how do you know what the innards? You can't, if you see the fish, you know if it's a kosher fish or a non-kosher fish. But if you go ahead and you buy the inside of a fish, how do you know where it came from? You don't know if it's gefilte fish or if it's from some non-kosher fish. You have no idea what you're buying, right? So why is it so pashut that you should be able to buy? So he said, because in Kisri, all the fish came from plusa and aspamya. That's where they came from. And over there, there's no Rashi's lashon. Ain't dogim tmeim mitzuyim sham. There's no dogim tmeim over there. There's no dogim tmeim. You have nothing to worry about. Sounds like a chiddush. And the Gemara says, "Ki odam rabayo." Abayo once said, "Hay tzchanto the bav nahara sharya." The animal, the fish tzchanto. Rashi says, which is a chilek that comes from bav nahara mut. So we just said chilek is aser. Why? Because when you catch the chilek, it comes along with dogim tmeim. But said Abayo, if a fisherman caught chilek in Bav Nahara, over there the halacha is, no worries, you can eat it. My time is testing. Is it because the water, the current, is very aggressive? Being that it doesn't have a spine, maybe it can't survive. Abaye knew that there's no way for a dog tome to survive in those currents. The Gemara said, the Metzius is not that way. We see that there are fish that don't have a chut hashegur that could survive in Bav Nahara. Elam yishum de malichi maya. Maybe it's because the water is very salty. The high dag tummy, kimit less like kalpi, being that the dag tummy doesn't have scales. So beduchta de malichi maya le matzikai. So it can't survive in a terrain, in water, that's very, very salty. That's also not true. He knew that Bav Nahara, for some reason, didn't have the ability to cultivate non-kosher fish. So Abaye said a chiddush that there's an umdana demuchach, even though you have no idea where this fish came from. But if it came from Bav Nahara, then we know that there's no dogum tmeim in Bav Nahara. You can eat the chilek. There's no way there's a taruvus of dog tomei. It's in that same vein. The Rabbevo said in Kisri, you can buy kirvei dogim v'ubrim, even though you don't know what fish it came. Maybe it came from a non-kosher fish. It's okay, because where is it coming from? Plusa and aspamya, and in plusa and aspamya, ein dogum tmeim mitzuyim. in Shabbat. Amar Ravina, Ravina added a caveat. He said, "Hoyid not the kashavchi bein har guzav and har gam da asiri." So Ravina, in his day, said that Abayas Kula no longer applies. Right. So this was discussion in Amiram, like we have it with Poiskim today, that the Kula of Abaya was no longer applicable. That shuv is no longer relevant. The reason it's no longer relevant is the mitzvah changed. Once upon a time in Bavnahara, you knew there was no chash of a dag tame, but today what happened is you have water going to Bavnahara from Nahar Guza and Nahar Gamna, so all these rivers are somehow intermingling. As a result, and nowadays, this is in fact something you do have to worry about. The heter, the tshuva of Abaya, is no longer relevant. Amr Abaya, hay chamra de yama shari. So there's a certain fish, it's known as the sea donkey, the chamor of the yam. And it's mutter, it's kosher. Tura de yama, the shor of the yam, aser. Rashi quotes a gemara in Chulin, kuf chav zayin amad alef. Kol she yesh be yam, yesh be yabasha, chutz min achulda. Either way, so the chamor of the yam is kosher, the shor of the yam is aser. The simonich, and a good way to remember it is tamei tar, tar, tamei. Chamor, as an animal, is tamei. But the sea donkey is tar. A shor is usually tahar, but the tur of the yam is aser. Amar Rav Ashi, another halacha. Shvar nuna, shori. Kadesh Nuna Asa. So Nuna means fish. The Shvar Nuna was mutter. The Kadesh Nuna was Asa. Simonach, a good way to remember. Kodesh Lashem. Kodesh is Lashem, meaning it's hektish. It's off limits. You can't have Hanah from it, Me'ila. In the same vein, the Kadesh Nuna, the one that has the word Kodesh in it, that's the one that's Asa. Ikadarmi, Kavar Nuna Asa. The Kever Nuna, that fish is Asa. Simonach, a good way to remember is Kivrei Ovdei Kechav. Just think of Kivrei Ovdei Kechavim. Foods of Ovdei Kechavim are Aser. As a result, the Kavar Nuna, the one that has the word Kever, as in Kever Ovdei Kechavim, that's going to be Aser as well. Rabbi Akiva Ikla Leginzak. Sounds familiar? Say here too. Some say the Girsa is not Rabbi Akiva, but rather the Girsa is Rav Ukva. Either way, Isa Lekameahu Nuna, Davidomi Lechipusha. So they brought him a fish, and they wanted to know, is this a kosher fish or is it not kosher fish? They couldn't see the simonim. They couldn't tell. Now, it looked like a Chifusha. Chifusha is a non-kosher fish, but they weren't sure. So Chafya Bidi Kula. So what Rabbi Akiva or Rav Ukva did, he covered the fish with a covering and he caused the fish to rub against the walls of this thing. And scales fell off the fish. So you saw there were scales. If there's scales, it's kosher. Rav Ashi iklu l'tamduria. They brought him a fish, which was also a non-kosher fish. And again, they want to know, is it kosher or is it non-kosher? He couldn't tell. He looked in the sun. He saw that it had scales. V'shari, he said it's mutter. V'ashi iklalahu asr aisa l'kamei nuna d'habidomi l'shvar nuna. And they brought him a fish that looked like a shvar nuna, which is a kosher fish. But again, well, we had the shvar nuna, right, just before. Shvar nuna was kosher. And they weren't sure, is it the kosher or is it not? They weren't sure if it was shvar nuna. Chafye bim shichli chivri chazabe kalfi. So he had a different patent. What Rav Ashi did over here was, he took something white, and he put the fish on top of the white, and as a result, he was able to see the contrast of the scales of the fish against the white background. That's how he was able to see it clearly. V'shayir. Rabbi Chana ikul la'akra da'agma. Krivule tzchanta. They brought him tzchanta, which is kosher. So he was going to eat it. Shamila hugavra. And then he overhears somebody saying, davikarle bati. He referred to that fish that Rabbi's going to eat as bati. Omar, he said, midikarle bati, shmamana davatami yispe, because bati is a non-kosher fish. I didn't buy bati, I bought kosher fish. So why is he referring to it as bati? There must be a little bit of this bati in it. Lo yachamina, he didn't eat letzafra in the morning, ayimba. So he was able to see in the daylight, ashkech be davatami, and he saw there was a davatami, kari anafshe, and he quoted for himself the pasik in Mishlah, lo yu'una letzadik, kaloven, that Hashem speared him from eating machalas asura. So there's really no time for raid, but it's just kedai to speak out, toysus and getting davzayin amad aleph, and this toysus in many places in Shas. Where the Gemara says, "Hashto behemtem shal tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu maybe takol al yadoi tzadikim atzma lekoshkein," and the context over there was machalos asuras. Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says in a few places in Shas that Hashem protects the tzadikim, that the tzadikim don't eat, they're not nichshol in machalos asuras. It's only machalos asuras. Tosfos says, and Tosfos lashon I think is because it's a dover shal gnai. This is our sugya now. We're learning sugyas of machalos asuras. And being that there's a mils of gnai, there's a gnai component in it. It's a dover maguna. It's for that reason that when it comes to machalos asuras, Hashem gives a special shmira. There's a special protection. Even behemtan shal tzadikim were nichshol in tevel and trumas and maisus and all these different things. But Tosfos says there's rayas that in other areas in halacha by other yisurim tzadikim were nichshol. And Tosfos says Exhibit A is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, a well-known Gemara, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, the Chachamim said, Vayikra lo yiraneh. It was one of the Yud Ches Dvarim, by the way. How does the Yud Ches Dvarim get into Masechta Shabbos? Because Layikra Loiraner, Layifana Caleb Loiraner are from the Yud Ches Dvarim, I think. But either way, so Layikra Loiraner is from the Yud Ches Dvarim, I believe. And the Mishnah says, why shouldn't you? The Rabbi Shmuel said, who's gonna? You're sitting and learning, you're not gonna be matter. And the Gemara says, the Besoif Kosav al Pinkasi, they found the Pinkas where Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha Karisi Vatisi. When the Beis HaMikdash is going to build, he said, I'm going to have to bring a Chat HaShmeinu. Why do you have to say Karisi Vatisi? Chasanish is Kasha. Should we digress for a second? Why do you have to say Karisi Vatisi? Why don't you just say, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha? I'm a chayv achatas. You can be chayv achatas for a million reasons. Why do you have to say karisi v'otisi? So the Chazanish said, because really it's machlokes and chas. Havara l'lav yotzis or l'chalak yotzis. You see, when a person is kar v'hita, what's the avera? So the Chazanish said, it's havara. You're being moisif in the fire. So really, it's not so clear if someone is over this havara whether he has to bring a kar v'chatas. L'manda am a l'chalak yotzis, yeah. But there's a mandama that says l'lav yotzis. That if someone's over this l'savaru ish, and the reason the Torah singled it out, despite the fact that it didn't single out the other Lamatas Malachas, is because you're not chayiv misa. There's no karis. There's no skila. There's no chatas. If there's no chatas, maybe you don't have to bring a karma chatas. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha wrote, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha karisi v'atisi. Number one, it's karisi v'atisi. We're going to have to be mevarer. L'kishay yibonah beis hamikdash v'adam taka chayiv v'chatas. Namu chacham chayiv v'chatas. If it was poshut, he was chayiv v'chatas, he would have just written that he's chayiv v'chatas. But he wasn't so clear, because he has to be mevarer first. But either way, Tosfos says, what do you see from me? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The great Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was nichshol b'shoigig chil Shabbos. What happened to Layuuna litzadik kol oven? What happened to this pasuk? Hashda behemten shal tzadik imena kadosh baruch hu mevitach kol ayodan. How's it possible Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha did this aver? Taisu says this is my raya that it's dafka by machalos asuros. Chil Shabbos is something else. You see the chaymer of machalos asuros. Either way, that koyret shal chiltes. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to buy koyret. That's a certain herb, certain vegetable. Of chiltis. So the koyret shel chiltis is something that, the chiltis, I'm sorry, is the vegetable. That's something that you're not allowed to buy. Rashi says in the Mishnah, min perihu shekoyren lazra belaz umechatchen es karta besakin. They used to cut it with a knife. For us, so the reason it's us, there is mishum shamnu nisa de sakina, because the guy is using his treifa knife. That's why there's an issue. Freik the Gemara. My time, mishum de mafsiki lo besakina. But luchura avag avdom amar noisen tam lufkam mutter. Didn't we just say noisen tam lufkam is mutter? That's one of the themes of the sugya. Because otherwise, Bishul Lachem really doesn't get on to first base. You can't start. L'chur, what happened to the pots? The teretz is, Yisoy Mecha Noisim Tam Lefkam. So why all of a sudden now are we not being Yisoy Mecha Noisim Tam Lefkam? Says the Gemara, very important, Yisoy, when you learn the sugyas of Basav Echol of Taruvis, being that we're dealing with a knife, agav, and we're dealing with spicy food, agav churfei dechiltisa mechalyula shumnunisa v'avilu k'noisim tam l'shvach v'asa. Oh, so some Rishonim say it's a combination of factors. It's the fact that you're dealing with spicy food, you have the harifus of the food, and you have the doichik of the sakin, so that even though there's no fire, there's no heat, there's no resicha, still the combination of the two creates blias and platis that are nois and tam l'shpach, despite the fact you maybe haven't used the knife for 24 hours, despite the fact that the knife itself, at this point, technically is not a binyoyimoy. Others say that maybe it's just the fact that there's the harifas of the spicy food, regardless, not really our sugi. Avdi de Rab Levi, habakom asmin chilti, so Rab Levi's evet. So Rab Levi had a slave, and his slave was selling chiltis. Kinoch nafshid Rab Levi, after Rab Levi passed away, also came to Rab Yechon, they told him, are we allowed to buy chiltis from Rab Levi's evet? What was the shaila? You're not allowed to buy from a guy. Why? Because you're worried about the knife. So do I have to worry about Reb Levi's Eved? Now, the thought process was as follows. As long as Reb Levi was alive, they thought for sure you can buy. The question is, now that Reb Levi's not alive anymore, you know, maybe now it's a little bit of an issue. So yeah or no? That was the Shiloh. Omer Lahus, Reb Yechon, Paskin, Abdei Shal Chover, Hareyu Kechover. Being that he's an Eved of a Chover, you don't have to worry about it. Now, the truth is, this Gemara is a little problematic. And the reason is, because since when is the Halacha that a Chover, or, I'm sorry, an Am Haaretz should be chashed on an Yonei Tarfas? What was the shaila over here? The shaila was the Eved of a Chaver. Does he have a din of a Chaver? Or does he not have a din of a Chaver? Rabbi Yechonah Paskin, Avdei Shal Chaver is Kechaver. And being that Avdei Shal Chaver is Kechaver, so therefore you don't have to worry about it. It sounds a little bit like from this sugi, the Meiri makes the diuk, that we're applying the rules of Chaver and Am Haaretz, which come up in many areas of Halacha, to the sugya of this koyret shel chiltis. Now, where do you find the halacha of a chaver? Number one, you find in Yonim of Tumah V'Tayra. The Chaver was the person that was Nizer in Tumah V'Tayra. The Amoritz was not Nizer in Tumah V'Tayra. Other place you find is the Trumas of Maestris. The Chaver was Nizer in Trumas of Maestris, and the Amoritz wasn't Nizer. The Amoritz wasn't Nizer in Trumas of Maestris. By the way, there's a famous Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. I think it's the beginning of Sachtes Demai. The Rambam says, why would Tamid HaChachamim call Chaverim? He says, because a real Chabura is a Chabura that's rooted in Torah. He says, when it's rooted in Torah, that's real. Otherwise, you know, everybody has an agenda, everybody wants something. There's no free lunches, but when it's rooted in Torah, that's real. But Al-Kapadim, that's what Talmid Chachamim, they were called Chaverim, because they really had friends. But bottom line, so you find the concept of Chaverus, Linyan Trumas Umaisus, you find it with regards to Tumah V'Tayra. Here we're discussing a Shaila of Tarfus, was the knife used for, is he Choshen on things like that. But either way, that was the Shaila. They wondered if they could trust this Eved. They knew as long as Rabbi Levi was alive, they can trust him. And Rabbi Yechanan told him, Avdei Shel Chaver, Hareu Kechaver, the Eved of a Chaver has the status of a Chaver. So just like you could trust Rabbi Levi, that goes without say, you could trust this Eved as well. Rav Huna Bar Min Yumi, Zov and Tchilt, the Mianche, the Vesed Rav Amram. Rav Huna Bar Min Yumi used to buy tcheles from the wife of Rav Amram Chassida. So Rav Amram Chassida was married. His wife sold tcheles. So Rav Huna Bar used to buy. Also, he came to Rav Yosef, and he asked Rav Yosef, am I allowed to buy it? I'm not allowed to buy it. Now, tcheles was very expensive, and there were a lot of fraudsters back in the day. There were people that would sell fake tcheles because the monetary incentive was great. And as a result, they would sell fake tcheles. That was a shaila. Could we trust this woman or could we not trust this woman? Like, have other, Rabbi Yosef didn't know. I mean, Rabbi Amram Chassida was a tzaddik, but his wife, chvesnish. Pogob echon chayta. So he leaves Rabbi Yosef's house and he's walking, doesn't know what to do with this tcheles, and he meets Chanon the tailor. Oh, malay. Yosef. Anyam, you know, like, tells him what happens. You know, I went to Rav Yosef didn't know. He says, Yosef, Anya, Yosef, the Oni, how would he know? This is not a shaila for a rabbi. V'didi hava ufda. He says, I'm going to tell you what happened with me. Does Vini tchil to me anche the base of the rabbi? No. I once bought cheles from Rabbanu, who was Achud Rav Chiba Rabba, who was Rav Chiba Rabba's bro. Basod, I come to Rav Masno. And I went to Rav Masno, and I asked him, am I allowed to use this cheles or not? Lehava biyade? He didn't know. So he came to Rav Yudim Agrunyo. So then I went to Rav Yudim Agrunyo. Amali told him, Nafaltali yad. He says, you're lucky. You asked the right person, because most Rabbanu will not know the answer to this question. I know. Hachi Amar Shmuel, I'm going to tell you what Shmuel said, Ish is chaver, harei hi ke chaver. That the wife of a chaver is like a chaver. So if you can trust Rabban Chassida, you can trust his wife as well. Tanina lo adotan Rabban, Ish is chaver, harei hu ke chaver. Avdei shel chaver, harei hu ke chaver. So you see, Ish is chaver is like a chaver. The Eved of a chaver is like a chaver. Thus, you will let it buy tchelis from Rabban Chassida's wife. You can buy tchelis from the wife of Rabbanu, who was the brother of Abchia Bar Abba. And you could also buy the chiltis from the Eved of Rab Levi, even after Rab Levi was Niftar. Some more halachas regarding this. Chaver Shemes, the Brisa continues, Ishtay Ubanav Ubnei Beis and Rebbe Chaskasan, Ad Sheyachshedo. If a chaver dies, so we assume that his wife, his children, his Degansa Meshpocha, they remain the Cheskas Chaveris until proven otherwise. They're innocent until proven guilty. There's a store, a chatzer, a shuk that was Bechazaka that it sold Tcheles, so it's Becheskas that it's selling kosher Tcheles, not the fake, again, until proven otherwise. More on this note. Tanu Rabban and Ishes Amma Oretz, Shinissus Lechaver. The wife of an Amma Oretz that marries a Chaver. Vechain Bite Shal Amma Oretz, Shinissus Lechaver. The daughter of an Amma Oretz that marries a Chaver. Vechain Abdi Shal Amma Oretz, Shinimke Lechaver. Or the Eved of an Amma Oretz that sold to a Chaver. Kulun Tzrich Lekabel de Vechaveres. They all have to be Mekabel, the laws of Chaveres all over again. Meaning, we just said a halacha. Ishes Chaver is Kechaver. Eved of a Chaver is Kechaver. Meaning, if you're married to Rav Amram Chassida, we assume that you take on the stringencies of Rav Amram Chassida. So Rav Amram Chassida was nizim Tumas Maestris, his wife was as well. Rav Amram Chassida was nizim Tumas Tahaira, Chiltis, Tcheles, whatever, his wife is going to be nizir as well. Stating that, that's only true if the chaver became a chaver when he was married to his wife. But let's say somebody was a chaver, he's a kodesh merechem. He was a chaver before he became bar mitzvah, and back then he got married when he was 14, and now when he gets married, he marries the daughter of an amoret. So this girl in her house never saw this idea of being nizer in Tumah V'Tayra. She never saw chaveres. Now she married a chaver, but this is someone who was already a chaver before he married her. So here the halacha is different. Here the halacha, you would have Tzrichin lekabel different chaveres. She needs to be mekabel chaveres, and we don't assume that because her husband's a chaver, she's a chaver. If the story was that the person that was the chaver had not been a chaver when he got married. So an Amoritz marries a Bas Amoritz, or Ben Amoritz marries a Bas Amoritz. They get married, and then they go to Koilul, and they decide, you know something, we're going to be chaver. We're going to stop being machmer in certain areas. So here we say, oi, she and he together as a couple, as a family, they were makabel chaveris. So whatever applies to them applies to her. But if he made this kabbalah, he has this chumra already from before he married her, then already she would need to make her own kabbalah. Aval ishes chaver, what about in the reverse? She nisses lamoritz. What about a woman that was an ishes chaver, she marries an amoritz? V'chein biti ishes chaver, she nisses lamoritz. V'chein abdi ishes chaver, she nimka lamoritz. You're going from chaver to amoritz. Ein etzricha lekabel divrei chaveris, lekatchila divrei rameh. They don't have to be makabel all over again. Meaning it's assumed that they're definitely chaver. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Afein etzricha lekabel divrei chaveris lekatchila. So someone was an ishes chaver, now she married an amoritz. Is she still in the status of chaver? That's this machlokes. According to Rameyer, yeah, she doesn't have to be makabel chaveris again. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to be makabel chaveris. See, there was something called being makabel chaveris. I don't know what that means, but it must have meant something that you were makabel it. It was like a ceremony, I don't know, there was some idea of Kabbalah's Chaveris. But either way, that's the Shaila. An Eishes Chavu marries an Amoritz. Do you assume? Now she's married to an Amoritz. So now she's guilty until proven innocent. No, it says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda said they do have to be Kabbalah Chaveris again. He said he knew of a story where there was a woman, she was married to a Chaver, and she was so Maisenefesh with this Chaver, she literally used to wrap tefillin around his hands. Then the Talmud Chacham died, and she married a Muchas. And this is the Muchas, a tax collector. The worst thing you could have possibly have been back in the times of Chazal was a Muchas. There was a Muchas, there was a Ruchel, there were a few very infamous jobs that you were able to have, right? I mean, if you worked for the IRS, you were... Yeah, exactly. So a Muchas was greater to this. But either way, so she went from being married to this Talmud Chacham to now being married to the Muchas, Vaisa Kasheris, like Kishrei Muchas al Yadai. Meaning then she took care of him. The bottom line is that you see that when she was married to a Talmud Chacham, yeah, she was an Isha Chashuva, and then she was married to a Muchas, so she was complicit, and she aided and abetted what he was doing. The bottom line is that as a result, Tainidreb Yehuda, that based on this story that I heard from Rav and Elazar, an Eishes Chaver marries an Amoritz, she has a din of an Eishes Amoritz now. She wants to be Mekabel Divrei Chaveris, Memela. But right now, we assume that she's going to go along with her husband, and whatever her husband is, that's to a degree the way she's going to be. Amar Rav, Rav said, Chavis Aser B'chaysa Mechad, Champag Mutter b'chaysa mechad. So these are acronyms. Chavis is an acronym for four things, and Champag is an acronym for four things. Cholav is cholav basar, yayin and cheles, milk, meat, wine, and cheles. Asurim b'chaysa mechad. So what does that mean? Let's take a look at the top Rashi. Asurim b'chaysa mechad l'shager biyad evi kechavim. That if you want to send it with a guy to somebody, and you're afraid that the guy may switch, he may swap your chavis with his own. So all you need two chaisamais. You need two seals of protection in order for the receiver of what it is you sent to be able to use it b'chazaka, that it's okay. Meaning if all it had was chaisam echad, aser, asurim b'chaisam echad. The reason is, Rashi says, the kivin the basav v'tcheles meim yukarim, meat is expensive, tcheles, we said, is expensive, tarachum is aich, laflichon, the guy may be incentivized to take the meat and switch it out with something else, or take the tcheles and switch it out with a fraud. Valayayin, what's the chshash? Lenaskoy, he may have a taiva to be avid of a gazara, he may want your wine to be menaschach l'avoy dezara. V'achol of milk is not expensive, and you're not menaschach l'avoy dezara, the Gemara is going to ask the kash, and the Gemara is going to actually change the gersa. Ches doesn't really stand for chol. But for right now, ches stands for chol. Chiltis, murias, pas gvina, that's champag. Those things, mutar b'chaysa mechad. So you have to be a little bit concerned that a guy may switch it, but it's not the end of the world, and as a result, as long as there's one chaysim, that's enough. So the more expensive things, or yayin, which the guy may want to be menasach l'avei dezara, one chaysim is not enough, you need two chaysamis. These things, one chaysim is going to be enough. Fake the Gemara, pas, l'may nechash. So why are you worried about pas? By the way, some don't have the gersa. If you take a look at Rashi, take a look at the Bach, so we'll just go with the simplest gersa, which is the gersa we have in our Gemara. So l'may nechash, imishom echlufi, are you worried that the guy is going to switch breads? Karira b'chamima made the idea. So if the breads are going to be a different temperature, you're going to know. The chit b'sayinam yudei, if he's going to switch it from, let's say, chit into sa'irin, he's going to want the better bread, and he's going to give you the inferior bread, you'll know that as well. Iki adadin, if it's the same, then why would he do it? So that's what the Gemara speaks out. You're right. That's what, you're right. It's a small chash, because why would he do it? He can't give you barley for his wheat
because you're going to know, and therefore one chaysim is in fact. So what was the girsa? It was Amar Rav chays chavis aser. What was chavis? Chalav basa yain tchel. So basa yain tchel, as we explain. Chalav, I don't understand. You're worried about chalav, and even let's say you tell me it's a chumran chalav achkum. Okay, it's a chumran chalav stam. But the problem is that why does it say gvina? Gvina doesn't sound like it's an issue. It sounds like only chalav is an issue. I'm Rav Kana said you're right. There's no reason for chalav to be here. Apik chalav va'ayil chatichas dag. Ches stands for a shtick flush. A shtick. Fish. Chatichas dag. She'emba simen. Freik de Gemara. Hainu basar. Isn't that basar? Trey gavni basar. Fish and meat. We had to be very, very clear that the two types of basar. But Shmuel Amar. Shmuel had it differently. So it's always a machleik is Rav and Shmuel. When it's not, it says Rav and Shmuel the Amri Travayo. But almost always, if you see Rav, you can bet that Shmuel is going to appear. So Shmuel says it's not chavis, it's bayis asar. B'chayisam echad. It's not champag. It's machag, mutter b'chaysem echad. What is bias? Basar, yayin, tcheles, asurim b'chaysem echad. What's machad? Murias, chiltes, and gvina, mutarim b'chaysem echad. The Shmuel, what's missing according to Shmuel from bias? It's the ches. Rav had chavis, ches, bias. Shmuel only had bias. He didn't have the ches. What did the ches stand for? Chatichas dag. She'im basimen. Reason. Shmuel didn't have it because Shmuel held that it's included in basar and hainu basar and treip gavni basar. There's no reason to mention the two types of basar. In fact, Gemara asked that Akash on Rav. Why did Rav need dag? Chatichas dag, if it already says basar, what was the teretz? The teretz was treip gavni. So he held treip gavni basar leyamir. Tanu Rabbanan, ein loichim yimach and machag besuria. Now let it buy yimach and machag in Surya. Lo yayin. V'loy murias v'loy chalav. That's yimach. What's mechag? V'loy melach. Slakundris v'loy chiltis v'loy gvina. Element amum chal. Unless you know you can trust the person. So Syria was ancient Syria. It's what David HaMelech conquered. Kivush Yachid. What's Kivush Yachid? We actually spoke this out not so long ago. Machlik is Rashi and Gittin. Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Kenega Teisvis and the Ramban. But the bottom line is it was known as a Kivush Yachid. Machlik is in the Gemara where the Kivush Yachid Shmei Kivush or Loish Shmei Kivush. As a result, it was Shailas what the Suri was treated like Eretz Yisrael regarding Tumas of Maises, Bufane Nechtav, Bufane Nechtav, Tumas Eretz Amen, etc., etc. Here we're discussing people in Surya. Bottom line, were they Nema? Were they trusted or they not? So the Braisa says, they're considered to not be trusted unless you know for sure they could be trusted. So you can't buy yayin, murias, chalav, melach, slakundris, veloy chiltis, veloy gvina, unless you know the person's a faleslacha person. The kula, im nesarach, it's a balabayis mutter. But that's only if you're buying it commercially. But let's say you want to buy it from a balabayis, you're invited to somebody's house for dinner, there you could trust them. Meaning they were only chashit to sell. They were chashit on lifnei iver, maybe. They were chashit to sell it. But in terms of buying, eating it, they weren't chashes. If you're in their house, it's okay. The Gemara says, if someone from Surya would send you something from his house, he sends you over some food, you're allowed to eat it. My time, what's the reason? Because the Balabayas eats heter, he doesn't eat this. So there's an idea that even people that are chashud, but when it comes to themselves, they only eat things that are kosher. In that same vein, when it comes to Surya, even though these people were chashud, but for themselves, they weren't chashud, so you can't buy from them unless it's a mumcha, but to eat in their house, that's something that's okay. Then the Mishnah said, umelach slakundis. So what is this melach slakundis with a resh and not a resh? My melach slakundis, I'm Rav Yudah Mashmul, melach shakol salkundre roimi oichlenoisa. This was a certain type of salt that all the chashuva people in Rome used. Tanu Rabbanan, melach slakundis shchayr asur. The black salt is asur. Levana, the white salt is muteris. Divrei Meir, Rav Yudah Imer, levana asur, just the opposite. The white one is asur, shchayr muteris. The black one is muter. Rav Yudah ben Gamliel, Mishur Rav Chanid ben Gamliel, Imer, zuv azu asur. They're both asur. The one that said that the white one is asur, it's because kirve damin levanim demeyim uravim. It's because they used to take the kirve dogim levanim, the innards of white fish, and they would be ma'ariv it together with the salt, and therefore it's asur. They only did it with white fish, they didn't do it with black fish. So if it's white salt, you have to worry about it, because maybe it's more if. But if it's black salt, you would see it
the white fish, and they weren't ma'ariv the insides of black fish, so you could just identify by the color. So the levana is aser, the shchayra is gonna be mutal. The shchayra asur, the man that said that shchayra is aser, because he held the metzias was kirvei dogim shchayrim tmeyim uravimba, because they used to be ma'ariv the dogim shchayr, but they weren't ma'ariv the dogim levanim. So therefore, the dogim levanim weren't an issue. It was the dogim shchayrim that were an issue. And then finally, divrei oimer zu vezu asur, the one that said both are asur, said vezem uravimba. Again, it's a shayla metzias. What was the metzias? If they were only ma'ariv white, then only the white salt's going to be asur. If they were only ma'ariv black, then only the black. If they were ma'ariv both, then they're both going to be asur. Amar Rabavo, Mishum Rab Chanina ben Gamliel, Zok in Echad Hoye b'shchuna Seinu. There was an alter goy that lived on our shchuna, Shoye Machlik Paneh b'shum en Chazir, that he used to take this melech salkundris and he used to smear it with the fat of a chazir. So you want to know why it's asur? That's why it's asur. Which the chur would imply that it should always be asur. It doesn't matter if it's white or if it's black. Doesn't matter what the minig is with the kirvei dogim. That's what he was trying to say. That in all instances, it's going to be aser. And then the final words of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey Amruk Deis were Hare Elu Asurin Ve'eni Surin Isra'na. Now the Mishnah began Ve'elu Dvarim Shalev Dekachavim Asurin Ve'eni Surin Isra'na. And then we have a rather dramatic list, and we conclude Hare Elu Asurin Ve'eni Surin Isra'na. Says the Gemara, the Mutei Mai. That last line of the Mishnah must be coming to tell me something. I mean, we didn't forget what the Mishnah said six lines earlier. So why does the Mishnah have to say twice? Elu dvarim asurim v'eini isurin isra'ana. Harei elu asurim v'eini isurin isra'ana. So it must be coming to be might something. Meaning there's something else that you would have thought is included in this Mishnah that FYI is not included in this Mishnah. So according to Chizkiyah, lamutei biyadua. This takes us back to the beginning of the daf. We had the kvashim shedarkin loses b'toicha yayin. And there was a shayla, machlekes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yechanan. Is it dafka darkin loses? What if it's biyadua that shenoyse b'soichen yayin? So these were the things that they used to pickle and they used to put wine. So the Mishnah said if it's darkin losses b'soichen yayin, you can't eat this food because we're worried about the yayin. Stating that, Chizkiyah said it's only if it's only darkin losses b'soichen yayin. But let's say biyadua, let's say you know for sure there's yayin over there. What's the halacha going to be? There the halacha is going to be, it's going to be us. Rabbi Yechanan said even there it's going to be mutter. The Mishnah says, Harei Elu, only what I said, as opposed to what? As opposed to kvashim shebiyodua, not darkam, biyodua, shenayis l'saychen yayin. You would think that over there, the halacha is that it should be also mutter bahana, kamash malon, only these things are mutter bahana, but biyodua, it's going to be asabana. In other words, the Mishnah is going like Chizkiyah, right? You got it? According to Chizkiyah, where it's biyodua, it's asabana. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying only these things are mutabana, as opposed to Chizkiyah's case, where it's biyadua that the kvashim have in it yayin, it's going to be asabana. The Rabbi Yochanan, however, that argued with Chizkiyah. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Even biyadua, it's going to be mutabana. So obviously the emphasis of Ari'elu can't be that. So what is it coming to be? The ma'ute murius, the gvinas beisu naiki, the stomach rameya. Murius and gvinas beisu naiki was a machloikis rameya and the chachamim in the first Mishnah. The Mishnah daf chavtesam at base, according to rameya, the halach is they were asabana. According to the Chachamim, they were mutabana. Kamash Malan, a stam Mishnah, like Rameyer, that only these things are mutabana, as opposed to Murius and Gvinas Beisunaiki, they're aserbana. The stomach Rameyer, that even though Rameyer is the Das Yochid in the Mishnah Chavtes on the base, this Mishnah over here is a stam Mishnah like Rameyer.